in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
This Workers' Day is celebrated at a time when our country is celebrating the 30 years of democracy. And we think that is very crucial because we know that we didn't have this May 1 as a holiday, something that you always fought for. It only came into being after the democratic dispensation in 1995. So I think that's quite critical. Secondly, it's also taking place when we are also going for elections on 29 May this month. But also, it's our day that we must always defend and protect. That is why we always say to workers, let's come to these gatherings. Let's come to these celebrations. Let's not go to work on this day because it's part and parcel of protecting this day. This day is not just a day. It's part and parcel of the gains that we fought hard for. It's part and parcel of the achievements that we have made as workers. But it's a day where we say, what is it that we still have to fight for? What is it that we still have to advance as part and parcel of the workers' struggle?
30 years later, given that we have such a high unemployment rate, there were so many economic challenges in the country that has led to companies liquidating, retrenchments, and so many workers losing their jobs. How do we then evaluate where we stand at when it comes to workers' rights in the country?
You are quite correct. The challenges, in our provincial statement that we issued, we even indicated that the challenges that are facing workers today, issues of unemployment, issues of ever-rising cost of living, the persistence of exploitation in some workplaces, all those issues, they actually shade the achievements that we have done in this 30 years of democracy. But the workplace today is not the same as the workplace before 1994. And that is why you are saying that these challenges are the challenges that we must continue deepening and advance the struggle of workers. These are the campaigns that, as labor movement, we have identified, we have developed programs, we are taking up these campaigns. We understand that some of the challenges is that the government of South Africa, after taking power in 1994, the government has not done much in terms of taking the control of the economy of the country. The economy of the country is widely controlled by the private few. And that's where we think that most of the things that really are supposed to be benefiting the working class of this country, that's where things we feel that there is a gap that needs to be addressed. We must really say that that is a serious challenge facing us. It's a serious challenge that we think it must be addressed by the government.
In terms of some of those campaigns and activities that you spoke of that the union is holding today, what are those in the province?
One is already what you have spoken about. You have seen maybe most provinces programs led by sometimes premiers, sometimes by MECs, taking up the question of creating jobs for the youth. We think that is very critical. It also affects us as a province. You know that we are an urban rural province. We have a lot of our people staying in rural areas, and we believe that they should be programs in those rural areas that are aimed at creating jobs so that people in rural areas can be able to find employment without having to come to town, because already there is a challenge of influx in town. We have been bothered by many other issues, such as issues of privatization, issues of outsourcing, that we are actually campaigning against as COSATU. The vulnerability sectors that we have identified, in sectors like farm workers, we are trying to strengthen our campaign around the issue of the domestic workers. We are working with our unions in security and cleaning. In fact, even in retail. So there are various challenges that we are facing, which we are working around the clock with whoever that can actually provide some kind of a way forward.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.